title appears over newspaper clippings. Quince, a club-chinned brunette teenage girl, lifts one of the articles, which shows two parents with five babies in their laps.
Quintuplets.
The headline of another clipping reads, "The Fab Five."
Pretty cool, huh?
The girl wears half-up pigtails.
In a word, that's a lot of babies.
She grabs a newspaper.
The Grover family? Wow. I'm Jamie Grover, part of the Grover family. Now, what a weird coincidence.
Sitting on a bed with the articles, Jamie smirks.
Okay, so it's not a coincidence. You see, this is my story. And yeah, it's one of those girl finds herself, even though she didn't know she was lost, stories. But I promise you, it's not gonna be lame and it's not gonna be boring. Okay?
She slings a backpack over her shoulder.
Oh, and for the record, I'm not one of the Quints. I'm their older sister. And to really understand my story, we need to go back to last January, before my brothers and sisters arrived. Sound good? Great. No, we're gonna get along just fine.
A man studies papers.
That's my dad, Jim Grover. And no, he's not doing my homework. He's doing his own. Dad's taking classes. A college degree leads to one more promotion, at least in Dad's big plan. See, Dad believes you should always try to improve yourself, never rest on what you've got. Unfortunately, he's a lousy student. Still, a plan is a plan, and yes, Dad always has a plan.
A woman pours juice into a mug.
And that's Mom, Nancy Grover. She publishes a little town paper and, well, there's no nice way to say this, but she's a tiny bit scatterbrained, but still, we're used to it. Morning.
Morning.
Ah, we meet again. Oh, did you see the fridge, by the way? Shrine to me.
Jamie grins.
Anyway, I remember this day, and you don't need to see what happened next to understand my story, so let's just move on, okay?
She spills juice on herself.
Now, please, now. Fine. Let's just show you where I live.
She wipes her face. Outside, she exits a bright yellow house with a blue door.
That's more like it. This is my house, and it looks like 90% of the houses here in Milford. Oh, and for those of you who aren't so quick, Milford is my hometown. So, let's take a peek at it, shall we? Here we go.
Elsewhere, she walks past brick buildings.
That's downtown. You got your bank, grocery store, a couple of restaurants, and the ice cream parlor. But the one thing that makes Milford famous, it's just a block to the east.
The Statue of Liberty appears.
Okay, so that's not really there. Just making sure you're with me. Next up.
Now, outside a school.
Yep, school. But don't worry, this isn't one of those scary stories. See, my school is great. Now come on inside with me and my best friends Zoe and Brad. Come on.
In a gym, two men blow fire while cheerleaders wave pom-poms. As a band marches through, Jamie walks in with cotton candy.
My school is pretty much the same as most schools. Every day is like going to the circus. Oh, there goes my math teacher.
A clown bounces off a trampoline.
I'm telling you, this place is really great.
She shrugs.
Okay, I lied.
The view freezes and rotates around the gym. Jamie walks past the still people.
Hey, I can dream, can't I? Anyway, the truth is, my school is like any other school. I mean, there are no circus clowns or acrobats or... Oh, hi, Jessica. Or no... Oh.
She nears a fireball.
Fire breathers. Well, unless you count the gym teacher, Mr. Brooks, but that's a different story. Anyway, the point is, I have to show you my school because I have to show you who I was back then. Okay? Here we go.
Two teens stand with Jamie.
We want A's!
They hold out report cards.
Oh, not bad. One B plus and two A minuses.
I hate you.
Maybe you should take my card, Jamie.
As always.
Now that's sweet, but I don't think we can fool our parents. You know the name thing? Male versus female? Not gonna work.
Good point.
Hey, Mr. Blackmere, are you ready for art club tomorrow?
Indeed. And I have been supremely busy whipping up a four-course Italian meal to go with the slides I'll be showing of the Italian master's paintings. Say, why don't you two join us?
No can do. I gotta work on my science fair project.
Ah, young Da Vinci, huh? Look, everyone has something that they love, right? And science is your thing.
Jamie smiles.
Anyway, best of luck, Jamie. Brad?
Bye.
Oh, and Zoe, I will see you tomorrow, huh? Come hungry.
Zoe waves.
Don't be a dragola, Jamie. Science isn't your thing. Come to art club.
Like I have time, Z. We Grovers have turned this into contest year. Contests are my thing.
Zoe rolls her eyes.
Anyway, it's off to the man with the plan. Let me tell you something. This card is not part of the plan. See you later.
See ya.
In a hardware store.
The plan, in case you were wondering, was for me, Jamie Grover, to attend GW next fall. GW, also known as George Washington Science Magnet School.
Starting to see the picture, I felt pressure from my folks. Pressure from myself, even pressure from the dog. Okay, we don't have a dog, but I think you get the point. The bottom line, I'm an only child who hates to let her parents down, and that's exactly what I was doing.
She searches past an aisle, then spots Jim, who wears a work vest.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, honey.
She holds up her report card.
Ah.
He takes it.
Okay, my beauty, here we go.
As he studies it, she winces and opens one eye to peek at him. His smile fades.
Well, the important thing is that you're trying.
Yeah.
Hey, come into my office a second.
They sit on display toilets.
Oh, you like what you've done with the place?
Yes, thank you. I like to call this style everything but the kitchen sink. Kitchen sinks are on aisle 12. Oh, honey, you know, once I get my degree, I'm going to have a much better office.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get into college.
Yes, I know. Yes, you are, and you're going to be the first Grover to do so. But, you know, you got to start with these baby steps. 90% of the kids who go to George Washington Science Magnet go on to college. It's a lot more than 8 years school.
I'm working on it. I know the plan.
Okay, I know you know the plan. Very smart.
Later.
Back in those days, this was my life. Only child, do what the folks ask. At least visiting Mom was a whole different experience than seeing Dad. Better or worse? You be the judge.
A sign reads the Milford Weekly. Inside.
Oh, but Mr. Ziff, you've just got to meet with her. She's industrious, clever, and very bright. I'm trying to get you an internship.
Jamie plops onto a couch.
Oh, okay. Well, please think about it. And thank you for the interview. You'll be the cover story of the next Milford Weekly.
Nancy sets down wires and boxes on a desk.
So I guess you're feeling better.
Oh, feeling great. And I almost got to a meeting with Mr. Raymond Ziff, the owner of the Ziff chain of department stores and a very prominent lawyer.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to be. A lawyer and a department store owner.
Don't sell yourself short, Jamie. You can be anything. If my parents had told me that, who knows, I might be running the New York Times now instead of the Milford Weekly.
Jamie rolls her eyes and hands Nancy her report card with a grimace. Nancy smiles as she opens it. She promptly closes it, then grins.
I know you're going to get into magnet somehow.
She hands it back to Jamie.
Did you bring me the poem from your English class yet?
Oh, no, not that.
Yes, I want to publish it. Right?
She searches papers.
Right.
Mom treated the Milford Weekly like one of those family Christmas letters where parents brag about their kids and stuff.
Grover's Corner.
The only difference is Mom got people to pay for the ads.
Everyone loves to read your stuff, Jamie.
At dinner.
Well, they know how special you are. People ask me all the time, is she going to be a lawyer, a doctor, or even a news anchor?
But maybe we're not doing enough to help you. You know, we want to give you every opportunity to succeed, honey. College and beyond. Great future you have ahead.
And we can't wait to watch.
Later in a den, Jamie screams into a phone. Tables, storage tubs, and a bicycle occupy the space.
Ah, you can quote me, Brad. Anyway, I hope you're having fun doing whatever you're doing. I'm here, working. Bye.
She sits at a table with an onion and tools. She toys with a wire.
Anyway. Don't get me wrong. I know this is kind of weird, but I loved my parents. And they really wanted what was best for me. And that's great, okay? Now, I already told you that I was lost, but I didn't know it. I did know something was wrong, though. But I thought maybe it was just my science fair project.
Jim enters the room.
Hey, kiddo. Oh,
hey, Dad.
So, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Need any help?
No, that's okay.
All right, that's probably for the best. The truth is, I really wouldn't be much help with this science stuff.
He picks up an onion.
You know, I was only good at one thing in high school.
What was that?
Photography.
No, wait, how come when you take those pictures of me and Mom, we're usually, like, way out of focus?
Because I had to give it up a long time ago. You know, art, music, photography just weren't part of the plan.
They narrow their eyes.
Well, I think it looks like a winner. I think it's going to be the first of many, many blue ribbons. Right?
Yeah. Well, we'll know Friday night.
Yeah, we will. You're going to make us proud, honey. You always do. All right, honey. Call me if you need anything else.
Okie dokie.
Who are we kidding? Me win the blue ribbon?
Although, she puts wire in an onion.
I was pretty proud of my project.
And the winner is Jamie Grover for revolutionizing modern physics in her free time.
She presses a button and a mushroom cloud erupts.
Oh, get real.
In the gym.
And the winner is Bradley Brown for his electromagnetic power project.
Great job, you stupid genius, you.
Hey, I think Jamie's project's great, too. I could have never gotten that to work.
Hey, everybody. Hey, yes. Honey, I'm very proud of you. Hi, Zoe. Bradley, congratulations again. I'm sure your parents will be very proud.
Relieved, really. But it's something.
Well, we'll see you at home. Oh, and I found a great essay contest for you to enter. I'll tell you all about it.
Good job.
All right, honey, I love you. All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and the plan continues. You know, sometimes my parents...
Your parents love you.
I know that. But I wish I could just have a few days where I wasn't the center of their lives. I can't give them what they want. I want to, but I just can't.
Daytime. Jamie walks up to her house.
Here's another little rule of thumb for you. Be careful what you wish for.
Inside.
What are we gonna tell Jamie?
Jim rubs his forehead.
What do you tell me about what?
We were, what I meant was,
Holding a bowl of snacks, she looks to Jim.
Your father has something to say.
His eyes widen.
Honey. So, Jamie, your mom... It's pregnant.
He grins. Jamie considers, then smiles.
That's great, Mom!
Yeah.
That wasn't so hard.
No. I guess.
They hug.
But I don't understand how this could happen.
Well, Mom, as I remember, you said that when two people fall so madly in love with each other that...
No, that's not what I meant.
Jim closes his eyes.
Jamie.
Jamie furrows her brow.
I'm really...
Really, 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 really...
Staring off, he sits.
Really pregnant.
Nancy falls back into the couch.
Here we go now, I could try to build this into a big moment of surprise, but you already know what's going on. Anyone remember? Right. Mom's having quintuplets. You're very good.
Hey, let's clean this place out.
Now the Grovers start to clear the den. A word appears. January. In February, they remove tables. Jim carries out an armchair in March. In April, Jamie rolls up a carpet. They lay tarps on the floor in May. In June, they paint the room from blue to yellow. The parents carry in a changing table and two bassinets in July. In August, Nancy walks in with colorful pinwheels while Jim places a teddy bear in a bassinet. Now in September, Nancy carries in two car seats.
The moment I heard Mom was pregnant, I knew my life was going to change. No more only child, and no more nonstop attention. My greatest wish had been granted in the most unexpected way. Those kids were gonna save me.
Outside.
Okay, sure. So it takes months and months for babies to arrive. And during that time, nothing really changed. Well, except for Mom's belly. Brad was still a genius, so he was completely happy. And the school, unfortunately, kept giving out report cards. But I knew, I really knew that things would be different soon. You knew it too, didn't you? Good.
She scrunches her nose and skips home. In the nursery, Nancy lowers to her knees as she cradles her belly. Jamie rushes up the stairs with her report card.
Hey, Mom, I got my report contractions.
Jim dashes in.
Hey, Dad, I got my report.
He gives her a clipboard.
Baby's coming.
Okay, honey, breathe.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay, honey, you know what? I got your clothes and some other clothes just in case. And then I got the videotapes and all the magazines you wanted. Oh, honey, you're so beautiful. Oh, shoes! I gotta get shoes. Go. Get the right shoes. Get the right shoes.
Jamie picks up a suitcase.
To the car?
Outside, Jim reads from the clipboard as he carries out luggage to a sedan. Jamie opens the door for her mom. Muttering to himself, Jim closes the trunk.
Was he this crazy when I was born?
No, he was calm as a cucumber. Although he did forget my shoes.
Shoot!
Jim rushes back to the house.
Get the shoes!
You better go check on him. And hurry!
Jamie helps her mom into the car.
Dad?
She dashes to the front door.
Dad, where are you?
Jim runs back to the car.
Got the shoes! We're fine! We're gonna be fine!
He chucks them into the back seat. As Jamie closes the door, Jim drives off. Jamie chases after them. He stops in the street and she gets in.
Honey, I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Dad.
Sorry.
Now, Jim steps out of a delivery room.
It's a boy!
Adam!
Yes. Jamie and Zoe hug and jump.
It's a boy!
Brad hands blue lollipops to a man and woman, then to his friends. Jim steps out holding up two fingers.
Becky!
It's a girl!
Jamie and Zoe bounce.
It's a girl!
Brad hands out red lollipops. Jim returns.
Charlie!
Jamie gives a blue lollipop.
This one's name is Charlie.
Thanks.
Jim steps out.
Debbie.
Zoe gives red lollipops.
To Debbie!
The woman knits her brow.
To Debbie!
Jim walks in.
Eddie!
The man and woman eye Jim.
Eddie?
Brad gives a blue lollipop to Jim, who sits and puts it in his mouth. The man and woman approach Jim.
You're gonna need this.
The man hands Jim a teddy bear.
Thanks.
I think you're gonna need these more.
She hands him pills.
Thanks.
This is so amazing.
No, it's more than amazing. It's, I don't know. It's,
It's Quince.
Yeah, it's Quince. My brothers and sisters were the first ever quintuplets in our state. They were famous. When we got home, there was a crowd waiting for us. Well, waiting for them, but it was still kind of cool.
News crews helm the Grover sedan as it pulls into their driveway. As the passenger door opens, Nancy receives a gift basket. Jamie peers at them from a taxi.
Me and my family started our new life together. Yeah, new life. Because let me tell you something. When you have five babies to take care of, reality sets in fast.
In the nursery, the five babies lie in their cribs. Some wear blue onesies, while others wear pink ones. Jamie gazes at them, then walks to her mom. With Jim's arm over Nancy's shoulder, Nancy wraps her arm around Jamie, and they smile.
Hey, not bad. Totally bogus, but not bad.
The Quints fuss in their bassinets.
Welcome home. Ha! And this is the new life I'd been waiting for? Say it with me this time. Ha!
Nancy hands a baby to Jamie as Jim consults the clipboard.
Okay, next, please.
Names, use names.
Next, please, Jamie.
No, baby names.
Oh, baby names. Adam, Becky, Charlie, Debbie, Eddie.
No, Dad, one at a time, please.
Just give me a baby.
Okay, now listen. According to this, they're either hungry or wet or tired or in pain. We simply just have to check off which one.
Not enough time.
Jamie lays a baby on the changing table, then picks up another sibling.
Make them stop.
They need changing.
I don't care. Just make them stop, please.
We need more diapers.
No, honey, that's not possible. According to the baby plan, we have 3 dozen left.
That was a few hours ago, honey.
No, but we have 3 dozen
Dad,
left.
Dad, past tense, we had 3 dozen.
But
just go to the store.
Go to the store. I'll go.
You don't drive.
I don't care. I'll run then.
No, that doesn't make any sense. No, honey, I'll go to the store. Why? Because I drive. You don't drive. You stay here. I'm going to get diapers.
Well, Dad, earplugs, please.
Yes, earplugs, of course, honey.
And honey, while you're out, get us help.
He runs out. Jamie winces. At night, the babies sleep soundly tucked in their cribs. Jamie and her parents gaze at the babies from the nursery door.
Enjoy the silence. It may never come again.
2 a.m. 2 a.m.
Jim checks his watch. Jamie nods. Jamie brings her hand to her mouth. The baby stops fussing. Jim nods at Nancy. Nancy places her hand on Jamie's head, then cheek. Jamie grins. Jim kisses her forehead.
Good night.
Jamie watches the babies with mussed hair.
Yep, I gotta admit it. You couldn't help but love them. But remember, this is my story, not theirs. And here on the first day of my new life, the only thing I really felt was exhaustion. So I went to bed and slept for hours.
Jamie shifts in bed.
Okay, less than an hour. Man, those little lungs sure worked well.
In the morning.
And I gotta tell you, at first, school didn't seem any different either. I wasn't loving my new life at all.
So, do you feel different?
I feel like drinking coffee.
Okay, fine. But after the baby nurse starts today, why is your life gonna be so much better?
I don't know. Well, maybe without my parents watching my every move, I can get into Magnet. You know, work my own way.
That's it? Don't get me wrong. I want you to join me at GW, but that's what you really want to do with your new freedom.
Yeah, isn't it?
Jamie walks away. Her friends share a look.
Yo, Mr. B!
Mr. Blackmere grins.
What should Jamie do now that she has five brothers and sisters?
Learn to make pancakes?
No, I mean in her life. You know, here, school.
Oh, well, that's easy. Join art club.
Why?
Well, sometimes I work hypothetically, and I think, hypothetically, that you might like art club. And sometimes I work alphabetically, and art starts with an A.
But I'm not good in your class, so why join art club? My heart just isn't into art. You said so yourself.
Where is your heart, Jamie?
Jamie knits her brow. Her friends glance at her.
Yeah, well, when you can answer that question, then you'll know exactly what to do. But in the meantime, art club could be fun. And the best thing is, no grades.
That is the best thing.
Plus, I hear the guy who runs it's pretty cool.
Zoe wavers her hand.
Hey.
He hands Jamie a drawing of herself.
Later at home, I saw changes. The pressure was finally off me.
So what do you think, Jim? Lawyer or computer programmer?
Both.
She pins career cards to a crib.
Oh, wow. Any careers left for me?
Oh, sweetie, you shouldn't worry about it. Your new brothers and sisters are going to take care of everything.
Forget about school, Jamie. Your only job now is to have fun.
Are you buying this? Anyone? If you did, you have to stay late and clean the blackboard. Still, a few moments after getting home, something pointed me on my path towards my real problem. Though it sure didn't seem that way at first.
With dark circles under her eyes, Nancy holds a baby and pacifies another. Jamie and Zoe walk into the nursery.
Come on.
Oh, I am so happy you're here. Zoe, have you ever changed a baby's diaper?
Do dolls count?
Okay, maybe we ought to start you with a girl.
Boys tend to pee on you.
Ew.
Jamie smiles.
Oh, I hope it's the baby nurse. If I don't get some sleep soon, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, won't it be kind of weird, you know, having somebody in the house all the time?
They look at the crying babies.
Trust me, honey, we won't even notice she's here.
I come to you from over these babies.
A woman with round glasses enters.
And we'll be friends. Oh, you look terrible. You must be the mother. Well then, have a rest. There you go. Sit down. Go on. Have a seat. There, I'll take control now. I'm going to take care of everything for you. Don't you worry now. Now, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Who might you be?
I'm Jamie, and that's Zoe.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm Fiona, and this is my room, so farewell. Only the immediate family's allowed around here.
Whatever.
Oh,
but I'm their older sister.
Oh, my apologies, older sister. You will be seeing ya.
Hi, Grovers.
Good day.
Jamie and Nancy wave. Fiona closes the door.
Oh, my babies, we have our work.
In a chair, Nancy hugs a teddy bear.
Join me, number 6.
My name is Jamie.
Good. You'll be helping me. Chop, chop. Over there.
Fiona walks to a changing table. Jamie glowers at Nancy, who shrugs. Jamie deflates and goes to help.
Soon, I could change a diaper in 7 seconds flat. That probably wouldn't get me into Magnet, but it was kind of impressive. Fiona was impressive, too.
later.
I knew right away that Dad would love Fiona's methods.
Yep,
Fiona had a plan too.
Number one is to number two at 3 p.m.
Jamie takes notes.
1, 2, 3. That's so amusing.
I'm laughing, really. Okay, so Adam's done number two. I'll mark down number two. I'll list it.
I will synchronize these quints like clockwork. They shall pee and poop and eat and sleep.
You can't control them. They're babies.
Ah, but I am Fiona.
Jamie picks up a baby and knits her brow.
After this day, I didn't want to hurry home to help Fiona, so I found ways to stay later at school. That's the first odd way Fiona helped me.
In a classroom, students paint.
Sure, I was petrified my folks would ask what I was up to, but I took the chance. I joined art club. And heck, I could always rely on the classic excuse, the baby nurse made me do it.
Come on, grab a paintbrush, clay, anything.
I'm only here because you're here, Z. I don't know what to do.
Now, the motto of art club is this. When you don't know what to do, do something you don't know how to do.
Wait, translation, please.
Have you ever closed your eyes and imagined?
Imagined what?
Exactly. So, close those eyes and then draw what you see.
Jamie eyes him as he walks away.
Try it. It won't hurt.
Jamie opens the sketchbook Mr. Blackmere placed in front of her. She opens it and closes her eyes.
So, I started drawing. It wasn't getting me into Science Magnet, I know, but it was better than being home. Home was just weird.
Number three wakes every 2 hours, and number five eats every 4.2 hours.
Jamie peeks in.
Here's another life lesson for you. Mary Poppins is a myth.
Uh-huh. Now, they must be synchronized. Five must be as one.
As one.
Nancy and Fiona walk toward each other. Fiona brushes Nancy aside, then knocks over an open milk bottle onto a baby.
You, a mother. You're confused. Now schedule is the key, as Mr. Grover fully appreciates. Like clockwork, unfortunately, broken clockwork. But fear not, I am Fiona.
Jamie frowns.
Yeah, home was a mess. Babies everywhere, money problems, exhaustion. And I'm not proud of this, but I used the family troubles to my advantage.
Jim reviews financial papers.
No. We have to send 6 kids to college. We can't afford coffee anymore.
You can't afford not to drink coffee.
Honey, you realize that just paying for diapers alone is going to empty our bank account.
Nancy pours coffee.
Honey, we can't afford to pay Fiona by ourselves. And I can't work doubles forever.
And I never see you. And you never get to see the kids.
I know. Quints just weren't part of the plan, you know?
Jamie approaches as Jim looks over receipts.
Good morning.
She pecks Nancy's cheek.
So, school's going great. Now seems a little easier, and I'm in art club.
Jamie grimaces.
What's that, huh? Yeah, that's good.
Jamie slyly grins.
Yep, I chose my moment carefully. But can you blame me? I didn't think my parents would approve of art club. This wasn't part of the plan, you know? I was protecting my freedom. I loved that freedom. How much? I'll show you at dinner.
At dinner, Jamie eats a piece of chocolate cake with her hands. She shrugs.
Yep, things had changed. I was no longer the center of attention. And I was actually doing well in school. Sure, it was only art class, but I figured all my other grades would come up too.
She eats more cake with her fingers. In the nursery, Fiona rocks 3 babies in slings and another in a rocking chair.
After all, George Washington's science magnet was still my goal, even though I really did like art.
You look like a one-woman band, Fiona.
Sarcasm number 6. I do not care for such.
Jamie. My name is Jamie.
On a crib, a card reads baby number 1.
Here you go, Adam. A little art to cheer you up.
She pins a painting of a forest onto a wall.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
Jamie eyes Fiona.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a wee cramp. Oh, they don't like to be still, do they?
Jamie takes a baby from Fiona.
Now keep on schedule. I want them to pee and poop and burp when I want them to.
What, are you gonna dress them alike, too? Make him take the same classes and go to magnet school together?
Well, don't you want the best for them?
I do, but
How do you know what's best for him?
And that was the second way Fiona helped me. She made me think.
Because the truth was, my life hadn't changed as much as I'd hoped. How did I know? Well, because some things hadn't changed at all.
Jim studies.
Hey, Dad.
Hmm?
Wouldn't you rather be playing with the kids than doing that?
Honey, the plan. Don't forget the plan. It's more important now that I stick to it than ever. And so should you.
Shut up, baby, shut up. Oh, number one sleeps. Number two cries. Number three does number one. I don't even know where four and five might be.
Fiona, what's the problem?
Five problems, and only one Fiona.
Wait, Fiona.
Please don't leave. No, I must. I must. I hear baby screams in my ears at all hours. I'm living a nightmare. I gave it all I could. I really did. I'm telling you. I'll take no money, but I'll take my leave, and that's it.
Fiona starts to leave.
Fiona, wait!
Jamie inspects a sling around Fiona.
Oh, what is it? Oh, I knew there was another one about somewhere.
Jamie grabs a baby from the sling.
I knew it was number four.
Her name is Debbie.
Nancy's eyes whirl.
Debbie, number four.
Fiona kisses the baby's head.
Number four, all the best to you, sweet child. And for you, Grovers, Godspeed. You know, I tried. I really did try. I gave it me all. But Fiona wasn't good enough for everything.
Nancy stares at Jim. Jamie shakes her head.
Okay, this is just a roadblock. I know things look grim, but we are not gonna panic.
Nancy and Jamie purse their lips and shake their heads. Nancy takes Debbie.
Oh, I will. We will. I can't handle them on my
own. There's got to be some kind of clear alternative.
Sitters. We'll get sitters.
We can't afford sitters.
Jamie sits on the stairs.
Wait. I'll set up volunteers. Oh, that's a great idea. I'll circulate flyers in the neighborhood and then... Oh, no. That will never work.
I could take care of the kids.
We got to get a plan. We got to get a new plan.
Oh, when are you going to have time to come up with the plan, Jim?
I will take care of the kids.
Nancy and Jim look at each other, then at Jamie.
You will, Jamie?
Jamie nods.
How?
Toying with her hair, Jamie looks up the stairs. In the nursery, a pulley system simultaneously rocks five white cribs as Jamie sways in the rocking chair. Jamie winces, then picks up a baby. She bounces her sibling. She furrows her brow at another baby and picks them up. A baby in a pink onesie fusses. Jamie walks over. Jamie grimaces at another sibling, then a third arm extends from her and grabs a baby. A fourth arm picks up another sibling. As she frowns, Jamie eyes the fifth crying baby and licks her lips. A fifth arm stretches out toward a shelf and grabs a baby bottle. She looks at her siblings and grimaces. She breaks from her daydream.
Okay, I lied. I can't do it.
And you shouldn't have to. We'll take care of this. Sitters. It's simple.
Honey, we can barely afford the diapers. Come on. Just hold on a second. Let me just think about this a second. Now, if I work 70 hours of overtime a week...
I'll give up my allowance.
Oh, no, Jamie. Don't let this affect you.
No, but they're my family, too. I'll just give up my allowance to the diaper fund.
Oh, I'm gonna go back up to the babies.
Nancy takes a baby from Jim.
There you go, honey. I gotta go to work.
Jamie scowls at the door.
Coming.
She answers the door.
Can I help?
Hello, little lady.
You?
Large boxes fill the yard.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
The man beams.
Did somebody make a wish to the diaper genie?
The answer to your problems has arrived. Jim, Jamie, I am Albert Lensley.
I'm sorry, do we know you?
No, but I know all about you and your beautiful, blossoming family, and I am here to make your life a whole lot easier.
What exactly is it that you do, Mr. Lensley?
Oh, please. Call me Albert. And in a nutshell, what I do is I get you money and free gifts, like these cutie pants diapers.
Why would anybody give us money or anything for that matter?
Quince, Jim. Quince.
I'm sorry. Come in. Well, maybe you meet him, say hi.
Jamie scrunches her face. Albert adjusts his tie as he walks in.
At this point, we didn't know much about dear old Al, but at least my siblings took to him right away.
Yeah.
As Albert holds a naked baby, the baby pees on his suit.
Oh, I am so sorry.
No. What an adorable.
You want to know the truth?
Boy.
I really don't think that was an accident.
So, why are the quints marketable?
Babies are cute. You're an average family with the first quints in the state. The quints are famous. It's an ideal situation.
Really? This is ideal.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, it would be better if they were identical.
Jamie frowns.
Oh, well, unimportant. You work with what you've got, and you've got quints.
Later, Jamie exits the house.
Thanks to Albert, we signed a contract with Cutie Pants Diapers. That, plus Dad's salary, paid for the sitters. But remember, this is my story. And Albert, like Fiona, helped me out in unexpected ways.
Albert pulls up.
Jamie, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
You know, for us to really sell your brothers and sisters, we need to focus exclusively on the quints. Now, if you're going to feel left out, I need for you to tell me, because I want the whole family happy after all.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
That's the spirit. You know, this could be good for you. I mean, you'll have more time to do the things you like while we all work hard here at home. Okay? Good.
So, how did Albert help me? Anyone?
In art club.
Yep. Albert made me think about who I really was. Spooky.
Jamie shows Zoe a sketch of diaper boxes busting out of her house.
That's exactly what your house looks like these days. What a mess.
You know what, Z? I really like this. Isn't that weird?
No, it's fun. You're good at it.
Really?
Zoe nods.
Thanks.
Oh, I see. It's not enough when I tell you you're good. No, you have to hear it from your friends.
You're a teacher. You have to be nice.
Oh, no, I'm a teacher. I don't have to be anything. The truth is, my friend, that you have talent.
Okay, so I have talent and I like art. But now what? I mean, this is all new to me.
Well, ain't it great? This is what you're hoping for when the quints came.
It was?
Zoe nods again.
Wait, that doesn't mean I have to give up on the plan, does it?
No, a lack of effort is never rewarded.
Well, maybe need a new plan.
Okay. Whoa, that was a heck of a thought, huh? A new plan? No more GW Science Magnet? I didn't even want to think about it. And luckily, Mr. Blackmer changed the subject.
Now, I've got an idea that must be taken seriously. Absolutely must. No questions asked.
Wait, that's not fair.
I'm a teacher. I don't have to be anything, including fair. Come on. Come on, over here.
The girls follow him.
All right.
They walk to an easel.
Sit down.
Okay.
Draw people.
Jamie crinkles her eyebrows.
People, me, Zoe, you.
Why?
Jamie, you're an observer. You see things your own way. Well, I want to see what you see when you, say when you look at me. Or I want to see what you see when you look in the mirror.
Or at me. I'd be a great model.
On a small stage, Zoe sits on a stool.
I don't think I can do it.
All right.
He jumps on stage.
Portraits in one lesson. Observe details. Capture them. See the essence of the subject. Capture it. View the soul. Capture it. Done. Oh, and Jamie?
He hops down.
I know you can do it.
How? How do you know?
I'm a teacher. I don't have to tell you.
But guess who really got me going? Guess who made art so much fun for me that I wanted to draw nonstop?
The quints lie in their cribs.
Yep, guess who really turned my life around?
She sketches.
Oh, come on, think. Got it? Phew. I was worried about you there for a second. Come on, Adam. Smile for me. Feel like you're better ready. As if all that wasn't enough, our little babies were becoming celebrities, thanks to Albert.
And this is their bedroom. This is where our five adorable children eat, play, and sleep. Now you can truly say you've been behind the scenes with the Grover Quints.
A camera crew films.
Can we get a shot of you with the Quints, Mrs. Grover?
Oh, I am so sorry. I forgot that part.
That's okay, Nancy. We'll recover.
A photographer snaps photos.
Great. You know, our audience loves those kids.
Aww.
Sure they love them. They are pretty darn cute, you have to admit.
Albert blocks Jamie. Now a newspaper appears.
Hey, just look at him here. Yep, they were getting around. Too much? Well, let's check in with Mom and Albert, also known as Teen Quints.
Right.
Later.
Strike now while the iron is hot. Overexposure is not a problem.
Okay, but I don't want to tire them out.
Oh, yeah. Days they can't go, they can't go. But you're losing money. I mean, the Quints are only a marketing tool for a year, if that.
A year? It must be longer.
Well, maybe. I mean, if we can keep the Quints in the news, not just commercials, you know, refresh the story, only Quints in the state, blah, 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 then maybe we can squeeze another year out of them.
College funds would be nice.
Oh, yeah, sure, Jimbo. Anything you say. Remember, I only do well if you do well. But I am telling you, everything must be about the Quints. Everything. We must focus.
Albert thought it was cute to say things 5 times. Anyway, the point is, they did focus. Though the photographers didn't always.
A blurry photo appears.
Mom put out a Quints commemorative Milford Weekly. I hated the way my siblings were always referred to as the Quints, but I guess I was alone. The issue sold out 2 printings with no pictures of me and none of my lame poetry. Coincidence? I think not. And they treat them like a unit. It's Quints this and Quints
at
that.
Art club.
And they're 5 different kids.
And this is all Albert's fault, right?
Oh, maybe. But my mom's going along with it. No problem. And my dad's never around.
Look, Jamie, I don't know your dad, but... Well, I don't know your mom either, now that I think of it. So, you can forget everything I'm going to say before I even say it.
I always do.
Me too. I told Jamie that was an art club rule.
Oh, thank you. Look, hypothetically, I think your parents are in a situation that has completely overwhelmed them. But, Jamie, maybe you have just enough distance to see things more clearly. Talk to them.
Wait, no, talking is dangerous. What if they ask how school is going? Or what if I have to tell them I'm not doing the science fair?
Well, you know, you can direct the conversation, Jamie, to make your parents see your point. Use what I teach you in here.
Cover your parents with bright red paint? Cool.
No, I was thinking that you could use your observational skills to point things out in a way that others are forced to see. But, you know, if you want to paint your parents, far be it from me to stop you.
Zoe eyes Jamie, who considers. Jamie's easel displays pictures and sketches of the Quints. Later in the nursery, Jamie sits with the Quints.
So here was my plan. Mix 5 parts Quints with 2 parts parents and 1 part Jamie. Stir until frothy.
Jim and Nancy walk in as Jamie draws a baby.
Hey, look at you. What are you doing? Your schoolwork there? Very impressive. Look at our little dedicated student.
That's me.
He and Nancy gaze at the Quints.
Busy day puts him to sleep every time.
Jamie casts her eyes to the side.
Hey, don't stay up too late.
Jim and Nancy stop in their tracks and slowly turn around.
Okay. Maybe we'll stop.
She won't stop. That's Becky.
How do you know?
Because that's Becky's hold me cry. See, if you don't hold her, then she won't stop crying until all the other babies are up.
Well, let me just handle it, okay?
He picks up a baby.
Okay. All right, come on. There you go. Okay.
Jim cradles the baby.
What am I doing wrong?
That's not Becky, for starters.
It's the second bassinet.
Dad, look at the baby in your arms.
Her parents look.
You see the dimples?
Yeah.
Okay, then you've got Charlie, the twinkly-eyed, curious, dimpled little boy.
Honey, they all have daddy's dimples, and I'm telling you right now, this is definitely Becky.
He opens the onesie.
Hello, not Becky.
What is Charlie doing in Becky's bassinet?
I put him there.
Why?
Honestly, I wanted to see if you two could put them back where they belong.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say, Jamie. We love the Quints.
I know you love them, Mom. Just take this as a challenge.
Nancy gapes as she holds a baby.
Okay, fine.
They set the babies down.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. Mom and Dad will figure it out. Okay.
All right. Adam.
She goes to the first crib.
Oh, it's not Adam. This is...
Wait.
Jamie holds up a sketch.
What do you see?
A big smile.
And that means?
He looks back and forth.
Eddie.
Jim picks up another baby. Nancy places Eddie down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
This.
Nancy takes the baby.
It's Debbie.
She wrinkles her nose all the time, Dad.
Honey, they all wrinkle their nose all the time.
Good point.
Jim picks up another baby.
Come on, honey. Come on. Come on. Oh, I know this one. This is Daddy's big boy, Adam.
Yes, the biggest and the bounciest.
See, Jamie, we know our kids.
Well, good. Sometimes I wonder if you know that you have five babies, not just one set of quints.
The parents share a look.
Well, no matter what we've got, they need their sleep. Two baby food companies are going to interview them tomorrow, and I know they're looking forward to that.
Nancy kisses Jamie's forehead.
Good night.
Jim puts Adam in the first crib, then stares at Jamie for a moment.
Good night.
He leaves. Jamie deflates and shakes her head.
The truth is, I wasn't so worried about my siblings being treated as individuals. I thought I was, but the real truth is that I could tell my parents were trying to force their hopes and dreams on the Quints, just like they had done to me all my life. You know, maybe you already saw this coming, but this was more about me than the Quints.
In Jamie's room.
Come in.
Okay?
Sure.
Jim walks in. He pulls out her desk chair and straddles it. She sits up on her bed, cross-legged.
Jamie, I feel terrible. I do. I couldn't tell my own babies apart. It's not that I don't love them. You know I love them, right?
I know that. You've been working.
Yeah. Which I know, in your words, is a lame excuse.
She grins.
You know, I remember the day you were born. You were so beautiful. We were so thrilled. You know, you were everything we ever dreamed of.
I was just a baby.
That's not really how it works. You know, you were our baby. You were so beautiful and perfect. Your mother and I, you know, we vowed to give you anything you would ever need. I think we've done that up to this point. I know we've loved doing every minute of it.
She meets his gaze.
You know, with the five... I don't have a plan, you know? I don't know what I'm doing.
Just love him, Dad. Love him like you love me.
I will.
He gets up.
You know, I think that I love you as much today as I did the day you were.
She knits her brow.
Maybe more.
He smiles.
Okay.
He leaves. She grins.
Over the next month or so, Dad really did try. He tried so hard, in fact, that he got sucked into the whole Team Quince thing. As for me, I decided it was time to focus on the new me.
Outside.
Yes, me as an individual.
So you're gonna tell him?
I even vowed to let Mom and Dad in on the changes. Slowly, of course.
Oh, hi, Jamie. I can't make dinner tonight, but we're still on for the parent-teacher conferences tomorrow. Your dad and I are very excited.
No, I really like this one.
Albert blocks Jamie with a baby outfit. Nancy follows him.
So, Mom, I wanted to tell you about science fair. I'm not entering this year, okay?
Nancy compares outfits with Albert.
Great. You're my witness, Zoe. I told her.
Well, back you up, Jamesy. That's what friends are for. Unless she's mad. Then you're on your own.
Gee, thanks. Come on, let's go to my room and listen to that CD.
For once, Mom didn't seem to care if I won a blue ribbon or not. I liked that new attitude.
Okay.
I was even starting to think that parent-teacher conferences wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, the Grovers! What a pleasure! I have heard so much about you.
Mr. Blackmere, how you doing? Good, good.
I can barely contain myself another second, I must tell you. Jamie is such a special talent. In fact, she's getting an A-plus in my class.
Oh, my little girl, an A-plus!
It's the happiest day of my life! Oh, we have to celebrate!
A party!
Yes, a party!
All this for me?
Yes, for you! You deserve it! You got an A-plus! Congratulations!
cheerleaders and a marching band enter the gym. Suddenly, the room freezes with Jim's arms raised up. Jamie walks toward the camera.
You're not buying this, are you? Good. Because if you thought this is what really happened, you weren't paying attention. Now, go to detention. You want to know what really happened?
Now, in the mostly empty gym, Jamie gets up from a table as Brad stands nearby. Sulking, she ambles to another table and sits on it. Brad approaches from behind.
Face it, Jamie, you've been stood up. We knew your parents wouldn't come, but this is my mom and dad we're talking about. Why would I work so hard at school for them if they don't even care? The grades are for you.
Where would I be if I did it for my folks?
It's different for you. You're a genius.
It's not different. I'm happy when I do well, you should be too.
Yeah, well, I still should have been here.
Yeah, I agree. But go tell them, Jamie. Don't tell me.
He leaves.
Wacky, huh? Here I was about to yell at my parents for not paying attention. Once again, the thing I thought would solve all my problems hadn't. Man, life sure is tricky.
Later.
Did all of our babysitters quit?
I hope not.
No surprise disasters while I've been gone?
What are you talking about, Jamie?
What am I talking about? Hello? Parent-teacher conferences?
Jim gapes.
Oh, no, honey, did we?
That was tonight, honey. I'm so sorry. I know I wrote it in my planner.
So? What happened?
I had to work overtime.
And tomorrow's such a big day, honey. I got caught up.
Tomorrow's big. Today was kind of key.
I know. But the Quins have their first national commercial tomorrow. It's the big time, Jamie.
But, honey, you have every right to be mad at us.
Jamie twists her lips to the side. Nancy grabs Jim's arm.
Do you know what could make this better?
Turning back time?
I can't do that. But you know what might help? I could talk to Albert about getting you into the commercial.
That's not going to make it better.
Look, I know we've been way too focused on the Quins, and I'm sorry. But this way, you could be part of that with us.
Really? All of us together?
Yeah, you know what? That is a great idea. Tomorrow can start the new beginning, a whole new way of life for this entire family.
Whatever. Albert's not going to go for it.
Do you guys have a second?
Jamie wants to be in the commercial.
Yeah, and we think it's a great idea.
Albert considers.
Sure, by all means.
Jamie widens her eyes.
Now, can I talk to you about Thursday?
Hey.
Believe it or not, that's for real. It was a shock to me, too. It was good, though. I needed to rejoin the family.
Action.
The Grover Quints.
In the front yard, a man talks with a young boy. As Jim films the bustling set, Albert approaches him.
Jim, I need to speak to you.
What?
Please.
Huh?
Can I have a word with you? Jamie won't come out of the truck.
What?
She won't come out of the truck.
Why not?
She has to be ready in 5 minutes. She won't come out of the truck.
Albert, it's going to be fine. I'll handle it, okay? It's going to be fine. Breathe, buddy. Breathe.
Jim knocks on the roll-up door of a box truck.
Honey, come on out.
No.
You see?
Honey, it's Daddy. Everything's fine. Come on out. Come on.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do this.
Jamie, you get to be part of the Grover Quince magic. You can do it.
The door opens. Inside, Jamie wears a diaper costume. Jim's smile fades.
I want a different part.
Now, there are actors out there who would be grateful to wear that diaper.
Then call one of them.
She nods to a woman and the door closes.
Jim
knits his brow. Later at the kitchen table, Jamie draws.
That was great. Oh, Jamie, I can't believe you missed it. The Quints were fantastic.
Yeah, whatever.
Albert sits next to Jamie.
I'm sorry things didn't work out, Jamie. It would have been really great having you dancing alongside your brothers and sisters. Of course, they would have been front and center, as we've agreed, but you could have been part of the magic.
Oh, it just would have been nice if you had been there with them,
Remember, Jamie, to help the family, we all need to think Quints.
So, it's all about the Quints, huh? What about me?
Well, you're still our Jamie, honey. That hasn't changed.
No, of course it hasn't. But the Quints as a marketing unit are already running out of steam. I mean, we need to keep pushing them out there, and we need to refresh the story in a non-commercial way. We need news, and now is not the time for any of us to be selfish.
Here's another little life lesson. Sometimes when someone tells you not to be selfish, it's because they are selfish.
Elsewhere.
So what's up? Big problems at home?
Yeah, it's Quince this, Quince that. It's like I've disappeared. Maybe you should run around naked and pee on people. That always gets laughs.
Jamie steps away from her easel.
That's cuter from a baby, not from an invisible child.
But I thought that's what you wanted. You were so happy when they had the Quince.
Okay, so I was wrong. Is that what you wanted to hear?
No, I want to hear that you're going to make them pay attention to you.
Whoa, angry Brad. Never seen that.
You found yourself, Jamie. Now don't let anyone take you for granted. Show your parents the real you.
They don't care.
Oh, give me a break. They're distracted. Sure, but think back before the Quints. You know how much they care.
That was caring. They drove me nuts.
I would give every blue ribbon I've ever gotten for one look. Like your mom gives you when you walk through the door after a day at school.
Jamie casts her eyes downward.
Okay, so fine. They love me.
Man, I can't believe you talked me to come here. It's ruined my day.
Jamie eyes Brad as he walks out of an art gallery. Jamie sits back down.
It's not as easy as he says, you know?
He didn't say it was easy. He just said to deal with it.
It's not fair. The Quints are supposed to make everything easier. Now they've just mucked everything up.
Mr. Blackmere walks in.
Deep in conversation, I see. May I intrude?
Is Magnet really the better school for me, Mr. Blackmere?
Yeah, great chatting with you. Bye now.
No, seriously.
Yes, Washington is a great school, Jamie, but it's geared to math and science. Grades rule.
But people go to college from GW.
Yeah, well, they go to college from Milford High, too. Plus, if it matters, Milford's got a much better art program. Some of the most successful people in life haven't even finished high school, and there are college graduates who never amount to anything. And do you know what the secret is?
No clue. Me neither.
Ah, shoot. I was hoping... Oh, well. Look, Jamie, I can promise you this. Life will go on if you don't get into GW. And you'll still have every chance of succeeding as long as you try hard. Your future always lies with you. Plus, I know this. You have a lot of talent, and you found something that you love.
I wish my parents could see that.
All right, well, then why don't you try telling them that your sketches are going to be part of the main exhibit at the school art show?
Yeah, right. Like, they'd really...
He smirks at her.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Jamie, your stuff is great. You really capture those kids. Look, I was going to tell you the good news later, but this seemed like a perfect moment.
Holy cow! He isn't kidding!
Jamie, excellent! I'm going to tell everyone I knew you before you were famous.
They bounce and hug. Now, Jamie marches over to the kitchen table.
Okay. Everyone at the table, I have an announcement to make.
Jim sits.
This is very exciting.
Nancy joins them.
My drawings are going to be in the main exhibit at the school art show.
Jim blinks and Nancy lifts her brows.
And that's good?
Art show. And your point is?
Jamie gauges them.
Hey, come on. This is a really, really big honor.
Well, honey, why would we care about you getting an honor?
Jamie, we've never cared about that type of thing. Are you feeling okay?
Her parents freeze.
Oh, come on now, people. I'm just messing with you. Now, where were we?
In the main exhibit?
Why, that's quite an honor, isn't it?
Yes, only one person gets chosen from each class. And, you know, I wasn't even really trying. It just kind of happened.
No!
Jim hugs Jamie.
It didn't just happen. It happened because my little girl has her dad's artistic card. That's how it happened. Main exhibit, huh? Wow.
Mr. Blackmore says my stuff is really good. It's all drawings of Adam and Becky and Charlie.
The Quints, yes. We've seen you draw them. You must be very good, Jamie. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Albert.
Okay, I have to go to work. Hey, wait a second. When can we see the exhibit?
Gala opening in 4 days. Saturday night. Be there.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh.
Love you, hon. Mm-hmm. See you, Albert.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
Yep. Things were good again. Best of all, I had found myself. And my parents had found the new me and embraced me. Now, the happy ending can't be too far away now, can it?
The Saturday school art show made this a big week, but it kept getting bigger and bigger.
Hey, there she is, our budding Van Gogh. Good morning.
Morning. Oh, I asked Mr. Blackmore to save you seats at the award ceremony. I hope that was okay.
Anything you want. It's your night.
Albert enters the house.
Good morning. No, strike that. It's Albert's a great morning.
Hey, Albert, what's going on?
Did you just get paid today?
Well, in a sense, we all did. Jim, Nancy, I have created a huge media moment for you. We will refresh the story of the Quince in a totally new way. It's a winner.
He hands Jim an invitation.
Governor's Parents of the Year Gala dinner. Yeah. We're invited?
It's better than that. You're the guests of honor. Oh, I am good.
We are Parents of the Year? Yes.
That's amazing, Albert.
I have been lobbying for this from the start. The exposure, the prestige, this is a real break. This could add a good year to the Quince glory time.
Parents of the Year, it's such an honor.
Nancy hugs Albert.
Thank you, Albert, that's fantastic.
Nancy kisses Jim. Jamie watches with a smile.
And it's for us, Jim, not just the Quince. It's nice to be recognized.
Oh.
I'm gonna go tell the Quince. They'll be so proud.
Ooh, I better get to work. Dad of the Year. Okay. Thanks, Albert.
Okay, then.
Albert's grin fades as he looks at Jamie. As she reviews the invitation, he shifts and leaves. Her smile dissipates. The bottom of the invitation reads, Saturday evening, 7 p.m., formal dress. Her chin trembles. Her eyes begin to well with tears. She bites her lip. She throws the card. Later, Jamie bolts through the school doors. Zoe and Brad watch her run past them.
Morning, Jamie. Wow, she sure is moving.
Jamie rushes to the art room. Zoe and Brad follow her. Jamie reaches a cubby and pulls out a big purple folder. She brings it to a table and starts to rip the sketches inside.
Jamie, what are you doing? Jamie, hey, Jamie, stop it! Give that back, it's mine!
Brad tries to take her sketches.
It's mine, give it back!
Tell us what's wrong. James, what happened?
Jamie tears the corner of a sketch.
My parents are gonna go meet the governor.
Zoe looks to Brad, who shrugs.
That would really bother me, too.
No! They're Parents of the Year.
Right, and this makes you mad?
There's this big dinner in their honor. And it's the same night as the art show. And guess which one they're going to? Just guess.
Zoe and Brad share a look.
It's not fair, you know? I finally do something that should make them proud of me. It's not enough. I mean, I try my best, but they just forget about me anyway.
They didn't forget about you.
Yes, they did. They said that they were going to the dinner. They knew which night it was. We were just talking about the art show. Right then. I mean, what's the point? No matter what I do, it's never gonna be enough.
Mr. Blackmere walks in.
Wow.
Jamie turns away.
You sure do rip fast, huh? Hey, that's okay.
It's all right. Looks like we still have a few here. I'll let you make some more.
I'm not going to the art show, Mr. Blackmere. Didn't you hear anything I said?
Hey, I turned down a lot of dates to be free that Saturday night.
She faces them.
Well, I don't want to go there anymore. I'll just stay home with the Quince and let my parents have their fun.
It's not what you really want to do, is it?
It is.
Jamie averts her gaze.
Fine, then. Well, your art will be lonely, and we'll miss you, but you, since you're not a teacher, you have to do what you have to do.
Jamie walks out with her head down.
And that's the way things went for a few days. I wasn't really happy. I felt like maybe I didn't know myself after all. And I honestly felt like I wasn't even part of my family.
At the Grovers, Nancy heads into the kitchen. Jamie eats.
Good morning, Jamie. What's going on?
Nothing. Wait.
At school.
Okay. Before we do the car thing, did you hear the one about the Eskimo who died of cold cuts?
Jamie knits her brow.
He stabbed himself with an icicle.
I appreciate the effort, guys, but can we just get this over with?
They bounce their report cards.
We want A's.
Zoe smiles. Jamie peeks at Brad's grades.
Straight A's, Brad? You're boring. Look at you, Jamie. I see an A.
It's just an art class.
Well, it's an A. And no C's?
It's your best report card ever.
He narrows his eyes.
You've taken smart pills.
I was just having fun, you know.
Jamie gives a tight smile and walks off.
Give your parents another chance, Jamie.
I think you all know by now is that it's all in how you see
it. At art club,
right?
Jamie takes notes. A man in a suit walks in.
Blackmer. Start drawing the cubes. Start from the left.
Zoe looks over her shoulder and grins at Jamie. Jamie watches as Mr. Blackmere talks with the man. Mr. Blackmere glances in her direction, then walks over to her.
Everything's fine, but there's something you need to know.
Obviously, everything wasn't fine.
Elsewhere, Mr. Blackmere drives a vintage yellow van up to a curb. Jamie gets out. She hurries inside a building. A sign reads Milford Hospital. Sprinting down a hall, she goes through a door and sees a baby being carted away. She runs to Nancy.
Is he okay? Is he okay?
He's fine.
What happened?
His temperature shot up. It was so hot, but he's okay.
Jamie rushes down a corridor. In a room, a doctor checks a baby.
It's okay, honey. He's gonna be fine.
You look so helpless.
He's a baby. He is helpless.
They peer at the baby through a window.
I'm scared.
Honey, you don't have to be scared.
No, not just for him.
I'm scared that things are ruined between us.
Well, that's not possible. We are always here for you.
Absolutely, Jamie. Always.
Jamie tenses her jaw.
You know how you kept telling us the Quints were five different people?
Jamie nods.
Well, I heard you, but I didn't understand.
They seem like a unit. You know, I could plan for one. Honey, I just couldn't plan for five.
And then dashing to the hospital today, it wasn't the Quints who were sick, it was Adam.
Jamie gazes at Adam.
Sweet little Adam.
Yeah, sweet little Adam. One poor sick little baby boy.
Jamie faces her parents.
I'm my own person too, you know.
Of course you are, honey.
No, I mean, I'm not really sure if I want the same things that you want for me.
You don't want to go to college?
Maybe. Probably. I want to find my own way. I don't want to follow your plan, Dad. I want my own.
I only wanted what was best for you.
Me too. That's why we try so hard.
I know that. I may never be a straight A student. Certainly not a science fair whiz, but,
Her parents glance at each other.
I guess with art, I finally found something that makes me happy. I'm working really hard at it. Can that be enough?
Her parents' mouths hang open.
Oh, honey, it's more than enough. Honey, we only wanted these things that we wanted for you because we wanted you to be happy. That's the only point of the plan. Look at you. You figured it out on your own.
I found myself. I found me.
Her parents smile at her.
Who made you so smart?
They all embrace.
I don't know, you guys, I guess.
Jim kisses Jamie's head. Albert runs to them.
I came as soon as I heard.
Everything's fine.
Oh, great. You know, I knew that it would be Adam who got into trouble. Little boys always make me nervous. So, tell me, how long is he going to be out for?
A week, maybe two.
Oh, no. This is bad. We have gigs.
Oh, well, I'll tell his doctors.
Albert looks up from his PDA.
Can we postpone?
No. That doesn't make us look good. The world wants healthy babies.
I wonder. How old is he?
The same age as they all are, Albert?
5 months.
Albert lifts his brows.
Okay, go with me on this. We find another matching baby just for this week. Same size. No one will know the difference, right?
Oh, Albert, maybe I can substitute.
It's all about the Quints. You can't be part of the picture.
Jim watches Jamie bite her tongue.
No, Albert, you can't be part of the picture.
They all look at Jim.
You're fired.
You must be kidding, Jim. I saved you.
Yeah, and you've been well paid for it. Now just go away.
Nancy, please, tell him this is a mistake. I mean...
Jim and Jamie look fixedly at Nancy, who lightly grins at them.
You've overstayed your welcome, Albert.
The Grovers walk away.
Okay, fine. We won't replace Adam. You'll lose business, but I mean, if...
At least we'll have our family. Goodbye, Albert.
Jamie and Nancy wave at Albert, whose shoulders heave before he leaves. The Grovers gaze at Adam.
Weird, huh? It should have been a terrible day, but suddenly I felt better than I had in a long time.
Jim taps the window. Adam smiles. At the Grovers, the parents dance in formal wear. 1, 2.
I never mentioned the art show again. I decided that helping out my parents was more important than being with my art. Art would always be around, but my parents might never be parents of the year again. So I agreed to babysit the Quints with Brad and Zoe while the folks went to get their award.
Jamie claps.
Thank you very much.
Zoe and Brad enter.
Whoa, Grover's looking sharp.
Thank you very much. Okay, you guys gonna be all right?
Yes,
I love
you.
Call us if you need anything.
So excited.
Goodbye. Right, okay. Honey. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Goodbye. Don't let him touch the stove. Okay. Bye.
All right.
Have fun, guys.
All right. Thank you.
The three teens gather around. Jamie checks her watch. Zoe and Jamie celebrate. Now, a flag waves in front of a building with a golden dome. Inside.
Governor Healy. The Grovers are here.
An old man in a tux, followed by staff, strides to Jim and Nancy.
Ah, the Grovers. What a pleasure. This is such a big night. We've got press here from every paper in the state. It's really remarkable.
Oh, well, it's really an honor for us, sir. It really is.
And your adorable quintuplets are where exactly?
At home, all snug and warm.
That's very funny. You're making jokes with the governor.
Jim and Nancy grin.
But where are they, really?
5 minutes after my parents left, I noticed that they had forgotten a small detail. Well, 5 small details. They were going to look really bad. I couldn't let that happen.
Yes, well, you know how my mom's always been a little bit scatterbrained? She scattered way too much this time. She and Dad were supposed to bring the Quints to the dinner.
Okay. Quint rescue duty better finish quickly. I cannot miss the art show, Jamie.
Okay, checklist. 5 babies. 5? There's 5 of them?
Brad gawks.
Kidding. Check. Very funny. Okay, car seats. Check. Great. Cash and directions.
They all look at Jamie.
Oh, sorry, that was mine. Let's hit the road.
All right, let's go.
They get into Mr. Blackmere's van. At the gala.
But I don't understand. I was told all 7 of you would be here.
I am so sorry.
It's okay. Not a problem. I'm the governor. I can handle this. I'll send the state troopers to pick up those little ones.
A man hands a cell phone to Governor Healy, who gives it to Nancy.
Get those Quints ready for transit. Crisis averted.
The governor and his staff leave. Nancy starts to dial. On a street, smoke billows out of the van.
Hey, we almost made it.
And that means my parents are almost off the hook. I think you need oil.
Hypothetically, I think you're right.
I guess it's over. Maybe the tow truck can take it back to the art show if it ever shows up.
Jamie. Never give up, particularly if there's something you believe in. Do you believe in your family? The Quints? Yourself?
Yeah.
Well, then make a plan, man.
Jamie considers. Later, the teens and the Quints board a bus.
Careful, guys. Good luck.
The bus drives off. As the bus makes a stop, the group exits. They head to a subway station.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
It's only 2 stops to the state house. We do this every year on our school trips, don't we? Grow up.
Whatever we do, let's do it quick. My arms are falling off.
At the gala.
Not home! Not home! But me and those Quints were going to be on the front page together. No, this is the same thing that happened when I agreed to that photo off of the back street guys.
Jim and Nancy approach.
Okay. I can handle this. Oh, good news, I hope.
I spoke to our neighbor who talked to her cousin who talked to her coworker who said they're on their way.
On their way? On their way! They should have been here hours ago with you! I'm so sorry. I just get so excited meeting the Quints. That's no way to speak to my parents of the year, is it?
He pats Jim and takes off.
Oh, it's no use. This has fiasco written all over it.
At the station.
I hear it. What's
on? The group races down steps to a subway. They run onto the train. As she sits, Jamie puts two baby carriers on the floor and exhales. The subway rides off.
Wow, that was close. This is turning into some adventure.
A burly man and his gang approach them. Zoe widens her eyes.
I'll say.
Jamie smiles tightly. The man towers over her. At the gala.
Not have known to bring the Quints.
I gotta tell you, planning is just too hard with this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I give up.
Governor Thomas Healy.
No, I mean it. There's no more big plan. I quit. No more.
Oh. Guests stand as Governor Healy follows his staff into a swanky ballroom.
Mr. Governor.
Sir.
The governor and his staff turn to them.
We just want to apologize.
Months of planning, no babies. The perfect moment gone. I just wanted a few pictures taken.
We are so sorry, Mr. Governor.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, out of the way.
But.
Out of my way.
The governor's staff step in front of him. The burly man carries a baby.
Adam.
And a big biker guy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, honey.
Here's your Quints. They're pretty adorable, you know.
Nancy takes Adam.
We know.
Nice to meet you, little man.
I told you this would work out fine. You panic far too easily.
Hey, buddy. Hey, where have you been?
Jim hands a baby to the governor's staff.
You. That's right. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's dressed like a monkey.
Here we go. Come
on. He passes off another baby to a staff member.
Okay. Keep them. Just keep them back. They're okay.
Thanks, guys. Couldn't have done it without you.
Not a problem.
They clasp hands.
Honey, you gonna join us for dinner?
No thanks. I'm not really dressed.
I'll have my driver take you back home if you like. He can take you anywhere, actually.
Anywhere?
Sure, anywhere.
Jamie beams, then turns to her friends.
Come on, guys. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Have fun. Bye.
Yeah, whoa, hey, young lady, where are you going? Hello? Oh, I just don't understand that kid.
Teenagers are just plain weird. That was off the record, of course.
Elsewhere.
With the crisis solved, I let the governor's driver take us out for ice cream. I mean, where else would I go? Nowhere, right?
Jamie stands by a car.
Okay, you caught me. The truth is, I had the driver race us to the art show. I got there just in time.
In the gym, a wall showcases Jamie's sketches of the Quints. The teens dash in.
How in the world?
Jamie grins.
Bus, subway, bikers, and a limo. You?
A tow truck and walking shoes.
Beaming, he approaches two women.
Actually, the artist is here now. This is Jamie Grover. These are sketches of her brothers and sisters.
Now, Jamie sits in a crowd.
And then it was time for the big moment.
Mr. Blackmere stands at a podium.
And now it's time for the big moment.
He needs a new writer, don't you think?
Each year, one student is recognized for his or her body of work entered in the school art show. Now, this is a student that the judges feel has a special gift. As always, this is a very difficult decision to make, as many of you out there have extraordinary talent. But still, we do make a decision. And this year, the blue ribbon goes to Jamie Grover.
Jamie gapes. She walks on stage.
Guess what? I'm not fooling you. This is what really happened. It was pretty awesome.
Mr. Blackmere attaches the ribbon.
You can do it. Very proud of you. There you go. Congratulations, Jamie.
He shakes her hand and leaves. The lights on stage change and money starts to fall around her.
Money, money falling all around me. It's
Jamie looks up, mouth agape.
I finally got the money.
She lifts her hands up.
Wait. That part didn't happen.
The view reverses.
But guess what did?
Jamie's smile quickly fades.
Hey! Hey. Not that girl.
Her parents walk on stage. She jumps into her dad's arms.
Oh.
Nancy hugs her. Governor Healy stands off stage grinning.
Wait, what are you guys doing here?
Well, about a moment after you left, we suddenly realized exactly where you were going.
You remembered?
Yes, we remembered, and we felt like terrible people that we forgot even for that one little moment.
So I said to the governor, if we're parents of the year, there's only one place we can be.
Our children come first.
And I said, well, I may not know much about art, but I know what I like. Let's go. So here we are.
Wait, what about the dinner and the award?
This is better.
Much better.
Jim kisses Nancy, then motions Jamie over. They embrace. As the staff members hold the quince, Governor Healy beckons the Grovers over.
And you want to hear something funny? I ended up getting a few good grades, and Mr. Blackmer wrote me a great recommendation letter. And poof, I was eligible for George Washington Science Magnet School. But I said no thanks. Mom and Dad said it didn't matter anymore. After all, life is always what you make it.
Now, an article headline reads, The Governor and the Grover Family.
So, I moved on to the ninth grade. My grades stayed about the same, but my art got better and better, thanks to my hard work and Mr. Blackmer's teaching. Best of all, I was happy. Well, as happy as 14-year-old girls ever get, but that's a different story. Dad got a promotion, but he's still trying to make himself better, still hitting those books. Mom continued to manage the Quince career, but she scaled their work way back. It's going well enough that we can all eat, but not so good that Dad's quitting his job. Oh, and there was one other bit of news.
Nancy gets up and closes a newspaper, revealing her large belly.
The doctors say it's septuplets. That's seven.
Nancy reaches for the phone.
Oh, come on now, people. Haven't I taught you anything?
Jamie's sketchbook reads, Made You Look. She beams as she pushes the sketchbook toward the camera. Description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.